The Tennessee Department of Education has been ordered to respond to a $25 million lawsuit filed by Measurement, Inc. If that name sounds familiar, it's because it was the company in charge of rolling out an online standardized testing platform to students last spring, which failed in the first morning of exams. But as WPLN's Emily Siner reports, Measurement, Inc. claims the state still owes the company a lot of money.
It was an education department's nightmare. As more and more students tried to log on to take the new TN Ready test, the online platform started stalling. Eventually, the department called it off and ordered paper tests from Measurement, Inc. instead. But some of those didn't come on time, so the state finally fired the company. But the complaint filed by Measurement, Inc. in June shifts much of the blame back onto the Department of Ed. They say thousands of students had been able to complete their tests online, and it would have been possible to solve the issue for the rest of them had not the state decided to, quote, unreasonably, unilaterally, and unjustifiably cancel the testing. Then they say the company worked overtime and hired extra staff to write up and deliver paper versions of the test, a task the lawsuit calls Herculean. They say the shipments were simply too large for FedEx to deliver on time. Measurement, Inc. also claims the state is still using some of its test items. Originally, the company had two multi-year contracts with the state, totaling more than $160 million. So far, Tennessee has paid them $500,000. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
The company's president tells Chalkbeat they've had to go into debt while waiting for the lawsuit to be resolved. State officials tell WPLN that the education department has until the beginning of December to file a response.